Hello and welcome to episode 6 of my Spiritual and Sexy podcast. I am your host Samantha and today's episode is all about us Capricorns. Later on, of course, there will be a few sexy quizzes, so let's get settled and have some fun. How was everyone's New Year? Did you all have a good time? I truly hope you did and you are all feeling optimistic for 2021. If not, it's perfectly okay. There is plenty of time for your inner gears to shift. I'd like to take a moment to personally thank all of my listeners. You are spread all over the world. You are in Argentina, Australia, Belgium, Canada, France, Germany, Japan, the Philippines, Russia, the United Kingdom, and there are so many of you guys in the United States of America. So hi! How you doing? Hope you're all in good health. So on my last episode, the New Year's one, I said I wouldn't be doing an episode this week, but I just couldn't pull myself away. It's my birthday this week and I was going to take the week off to focus on myself, give myself a little bit of a recharge and to have a think about what I want to gain from the next year. But I decided I can do all of that and still have a natter to you guys, and I think a good place to start is with the month of January and us Capricorns. In astrology, you are a Capricorn if you were born between the 22nd of December and the 19th of January. Our zodiac symbol is the male sea goat. He is half goat, half fish. Our constellation is Capricornus, which in Latin means horned goat, not horny goat, which is what I originally wrote, because brain was elsewhere. Naughty. Our element is Earth and we are ruled by the planet Saturn. Health-wise, Capricorns tend to have problems with their knees, allergies and joints. We can suffer from really dry skin no matter what season we are in, so moisturise, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Capricorns are one of the negative signs of the zodiac. Not literally, of course. Think of it like a battery. You need both a positive and a negative for things to run smoothly. Six signs are negative, six signs are positive. One of the tarot cards for Capricorns is the Devil. Now do not panic. This doesn't mean you're evil or anything daft like that. The Devil is the opposite of God in Christianity. I personally don't believe in the Devil. Let's not forget that most Christian gods were created from pagan deities and simply changed to suit the Christians. I'm not slagging off the Christians. If you're a Christian, that's fantastic. I'm just pointing out facts. Because apparently being pagan meant you were an evil, hook-nosed, warty-faced old hag who stole children from their beds and cooked them in a bubbling cauldron whilst dancing around and having sex with demons. Well, that just sounds like a fabulous weekend to me. I'm just kidding. I don't steal children. The Greek god Pan also has a half-man, half-goat body, which includes horns on his head, and he isn't very pretty. No offence, Pan. Does that sound familiar? And yet, Pan is a friend to the nymphs, and he rules over nature, and there's nothing evil about nature. I have Celtic and Norse ancestors, as do a lot of us around the world, and some of the gods and goddesses of Capricorn in those cultures are the Irish goddess Morrigan, who watches over the rivers and lakes. She is also the patroness of night, witches and magic. The Gaelic god Cernunnos, who is a god of nature and fertility. He is also another horned god. The Norse goddess Hel, H-E-L, love child of the trickster god Loki, rules, well, Hel, the world of the dead. And the Vanir, a group of gods who rule health, wisdom, fortune-telling, and fertility. Now, I'm not saying I believe in these gods, nor am I saying you should or shouldn't. You can believe in whomever you choose to, as long as no harm to anyone or anything is caused. We Capricorns are ambitious, practical, realistic, nurturing, loyal, traditional, and patient. Due to our ruling planet Saturn, we crave stability. The moon sits opposite Saturn in Capricorn, and that makes us have good intuition. We follow our instincts, and we pick up on emotions easily. Now, as a Capricorn woman herself, I would agree with those attributes. I'm very traditional, but not in an old-fashioned kind of way. I'm family-orientated, I keep my goals realistic, I'm very empathic, and I dislike conflict and drama. Don't get me wrong though, being stable and still having tons of fun is extremely important to me. Does any of that sound like my fellow Capricorns? Now, just to get a little bit sexy. According to Cosmopolitan, the best sex position for Capricorns is the bucking bronco. That's where your partner sits in a chair, you climb aboard and take charge of the situation, going as slow, fast or deep as you like. I'm assuming that means a woman and a man, but if you're a woman, a man and a man, just do whatever you got to do. According to horoscope.com, the best position is the 69. Now, is that purely to shut us up? I guess I can't talk a mile a minute with my mouth full. Well, I can, but that would be very, very rude and not the good kind. Apparently, we Capricorns love to please our partners sexually, so getting bossy with us is quite good. Now, I personally cannot speak for all of us Capricorns, but for myself, I'll say, yeah, that sounds about right. Just to be clear though, getting bossy with us in a consensual manner is one thing. Getting bossy out of line will not go very well for you. Totally random thing popped into my head as I was writing the draft for this episode. This is a new thing. Random ponder of the day. Is it just me, or does anyone else feel like they're being judged when they're looking for the best cucumber to buy? Please tell me it's not just me. Now, as I said earlier, it is my birthday this week, and I will be doing a full body and mind cleanse, which of course any of you can do at any time of the week, month or year. If your energies feel blocked, have a cleanse. Your birth date is your most auspicious day of the year. Yes, you share it with millions of other people, but it's your day, so make the most out of it. I start my day by having an extra special bath to wash away the previous year. In this bath, I add essential oils to cleanse, heal, and boost my energies. I will be discussing essential oils in a bit more detail further down the line, but for this episode, I will specifically be talking about my birthday bath. I absolutely love a hot, bubbling bath. Now, if my ass doesn't tingle when I get in it, or my boobs aren't immediately covered in bubbles, it simply isn't good enough. If a man can get straight into my bath and sit down without having his little teeny tiny balls jump straight up inside him and crawl up to his throat and pop out of his mouth, my bath isn't hot enough. Now that I've shared that graphic image with you, I'll tell you what I put in my bath. So, for this particular cleansing bath, I add a few drops of tea tree oil to cleanse, bergamot to energize, I've probably pronounced that incorrectly, lemon to invigorate, basil to refresh, and sandalwood for sensual purposes. I'll also add lots and lots and lots of lavender bubble bath. All of these oils can work well with those Capricorns. Obviously, don't use them if you have an issue with them. And a very, very, very important note, absolutely do not use basil if you are pregnant. Also, tea tree might irritate your skin if it's sensitive. Once my bath is sorted, I'll have a nice long soak and assess the previous year. I'll wash away the last year whilst visualising my goals and wishes for the coming year. Now, you don't have to get technical about anything. It's meant to be a nice, relaxing bath. After the bath, I'll put on some new clothes and go about my day. Now, during this lockdown, which has started 2 days before my birthday, woohoo! That will probably consist of a Costa, a McDonald's breakfast, and some exercise, which I'm legally allowed to do. Thank you, Boris. Such fun times to be had. I'm extra careful when making wishes on my birthday. It's always good to think about what you are going to wish for and word it very carefully. Please don't wish for money when you wish for birthday stuff. Try wishing for abundance in all areas of life instead. So now you all know what I'm up to this week. And that is the end of part one. Coming up next is sexy quiz time. Hi, and welcome to part two. I have four quizzes to play today, so feel free to join in, pause, and answer them for yourself. Quiz one is, can we guess your age based on your taste in men? Okay, so pick a movie star. Ryan Gosling, Johnny Depp, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jamie Dornan, Idris Elba, or Marlon Brando? 100% Johnny Depp, always. What's the best thing a man can give you? Positivity, no holds barred incredible sex, a sexy fun friendship, stability and loyalty, deep emotional support, or money? A sexy fun friendship, I think I'll go for. If you had to pick a shirt for him to wear, it'd be check shirt, denim shirt, white shirt, yellow shirt, blue tank top, or a grey sweatshirt. I'm going for a white shirt. White shirt plus rain. Oh my god. Which tune plays in your head when you spot a fine man? What a Man by Salt and Pepper, Fever by Peggy Lee, It's Raining Men by the Weather Girls, Pony by Ginu Wine? I have no idea who that is. Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen, or Here Comes Your Man by the Pixies. It's Raining Men. It has to be. Pick the most romantic movie ending. Pride and Prejudice, Amelie, Bridget Jones's Diary, Love and Basketball, When Harry Met Sally, or The Notebook. Oh, that's tricky because I do love a good romantic movie. Pride and Prejudice is amazing when he's walking across that field and his white shirt's a little bit open. Oh my god. Bridget Jones's Diary. Nice boys don't kiss like that. Oh yes, we fucking do. Yes, you do. Haven't seen Amelie. Haven't seen Love and Basketball. Can't remember When Harry Met Sally. Oh, but The Notebook. That's adorable. They both lie together. Oh my god. I'm gonna go for Bridget Jones's Diary. Pick a Game of Thrones stud. Jorah Mormont, Dario Naharis, Jaime Lannister, Khal Drogo, Prince Oberyn, or Jon Snow. I'm going for Drogo. Tasty. What's the best makeout spot? In a car, tipsy at a bar or party, in your bed, on the beach, in the park, at a movie theatre? All of the above? I'm going to go for bed, because then hopefully it'll turn into something else. What's the hottest thing a man can say? Come over, I'll cook you dinner. I booked us a surprise flight to Paris. Sensual things in a foreign language. You're the most beautiful, amazing person. Sex noises that prove you're awesome in bed. Or you can share my HBO Go password. I'm going to go for sensual things in a foreign language. Oh, well, this quiz is way off. So apparently I'm 24. You want it all. Looks, humour, intelligence, kindness. And you can absolutely have it all. You don't settle for any scrubs and you like it that way. Well, that's all true. I'm certainly not 24. Never mind. Quiz two is, this love test will reveal the exact age you'll get married. Knowing my luck, it'll choose an age I have already been. Anyway, let's get started. How would you most likely find someone to date? On a dating app? Bleh. At a bar? In a friend group? At work? I'd rather meet someone in a friend group. What is your ideal first date? Just drinks, dinner and drinks, dinner and a movie, coffee? I'm going to choose dinner and drinks, although I do like dinner and a movie too. When is it appropriate to have a first kiss? On the first date, second or third date, at least 5 dates, not until we're in a committed relationship. Well, that all depends on how the first date went. And are you planning another one? Because if you're not, no, he doesn't get to have a kiss. If you are, and it's a legitimate second date, we can have a kiss on the first date. It's very technical, I know. When is it appropriate to have sex? On the first or second date? On a third or fourth date? It'll take months before we have sex. I'm waiting until marriage. Oh dear. I'm going to be a lady and I'm going to say on the third or fourth date. What is the point of marriage? To show someone how much you love them? Tax purposes? To please your family? There is no point. I don't like any of those answers because you don't need to get married to show someone you love them. But it's the only one that's nicest out of the lot of them. Okay, I'll go for that one. Someone says, I love you, after a month of dating. What do you say? I love you too. I really like you a lot. What does love even mean? I love spaghetti. See, the thing is, my sarcastic ass would probably say something like, I love spaghetti. Even if I genuinely loved the person back, that'd be the first thing I said. Yeah, I'm going for that one. I love spaghetti. Oh, for flip's sake. So, I got, I'll be married when I'm 30. At 30, you've left behind all the juvenile and adolescent stuff. You've made mistakes through your teens and 20s, a lot of them. You learned from them and you've become a better person. At 30, you're looking to settle down with someone and start a new chapter in your life. So, that's not true either. These quizzes are shocking today. Moving swiftly on to quiz number 3. And this is, want to know which zodiac sign is perfect for you? Well, I'm a Capricorn, and the signs that are perfect for me are Taurus and Virgo. Oh, and a little bit of Scorpio. I already know this, but we'll play this game anyway. Let's say you've been seeing someone for a little while. Which of these would be the most appealing date option? Let's stay in and watch some TV. Let's go out to dinner, really treat ourselves. Let's go for a hike or some other kind of activity in nature. Let's go out dancing. Let's take a trip somewhere for the weekend. Let's go to a show. Let's have a nice picnic in the park. Let's go somewhere secluded and romantic. Let's just stay and have lots of sex. I'm going to choose let's take a trip somewhere for the weekend because you can do all of that whilst you're out and about. What kind of action do you want in the bedroom? I want someone who is up for anything. I want an extremely emotional lover who is tender and gentle. I want someone who will go out of their way to please me. I want someone very sensual and highly physical. I want someone who is very playful and eager to experiment. I want someone who is very focused and efficient. I want someone who is really into grand romantic gestures and makes me feel safe and loved. I want someone who is very spontaneous and passionate who will keep surprising me. I want someone who is extremely affectionate, who wants to do it very consistently. So, out of all of those, I'm going to choose, I want someone who is very playful and eager to experiment. Not because I specifically want them to experiment, but because sex is meant to be enjoyed, so I want someone I can mess around with. Which trait do you find the least attractive? Too sensitive? Can't make up their mind? Dull and unadventurous, unreliable and flaky, overconfident and cocky, too domestic, never wants to go out, no confidence, too insecure, too aloof, not affectionate, too introverted and quiet, overconfident and cocky. I cannot stand cocky people. Absolutely not. Which of these things is most attractive to you? Someone who is upbeat, enthusiastic, who truly loves being alive. Someone sensitive and artistic who feels so much. someone who I admire, who treats me like I'm the most exciting, fascinating person in the world. Someone who is ambitious but also pragmatic and can offer a lot of stability. Someone who makes me work for their affection, but when they give it to me, it's amazing. Someone with exquisite taste, and when they show me affection, it feels great because I know they won't settle for anything but the best. Someone who is warm and generous with affection and is very devoted to me. Someone who makes me feel sexy, fun, and desired. Someone who I can instantly connect with on an intellectual and emotional level. I'm going for the last one. Someone who I can instantly connect with on an intellectual and emotional level. Which sign would you definitely not want to get involved with? Oh, I'm going to offend somebody now, but I'm sorry. It will have to be Leo. I'm really, really sorry. So I got Aquarius. Aquarius people are bold and magnetic and tend to be very picky about who they get involved with. There's no liking with these people, just loving. If they're feeling it, you're in for an intense and passionate love affair. No, absolutely not. I know an Aquarius. No, not happening. Never. These quizzes are all wrong today. Well, that's the end of this episode. I know it was a bit different, but I do hope you all enjoyed it. If you'd like to get in touch, please do so. You can find all my social media at www.linktree/spiritualandsexy. I will be back next week. So for now, be good to yourself. And as always, play safe. Bye.